we all know it, that when money gets tight, it's really natural that we get a bit stressed trying to make ends meet. But new research released by Acorns, a micro-investing app, reveals that these financial pressures can be a direct cause of mental health issues and even substance abuse. The research, which has been released today, shows that nearly a third of Australians aged between 25 and 44 have abused alcohol due to financial worries, while one in five have even turned to drugs or illicit substances. So do we need to consider our financial fitness given how much it can impact our physical and mental health? Well, Tony Fay's director of Acorns, and he joins me now to discuss this. Very good morning, Tony.
Hi, Nick. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Did the results of this research surprise you?
Absolutely. I think, you know, the number, 70% of Australians who are affected by financial stress, younger Australians in particular, really did surprise us.
Well, especially that 25 to 44 group is not what I'd traditionally have thought of.
We thought the same. I thought it would be a lot younger demographic who were suffering the financial stress, but it's clearly a problem that affects a broad number of people.
Yeah, look, I understand there was also some interesting splits across male versus female as well.
Females seem to suffer more from anxiety, sleepless nights, depression, and those sort of things from financial stress than males do.
Whereas the men, I think, tend to be more, if I understood the research, into the alcohol and drug abuse.
That's what it's showing, that the men tend to have a blowout when they're under pressure.
Yeah, it's amazing to me because I did anticipate that there would be sort of, you know, sleepless nights, anxiety. I didn't anticipate a direct result for alcohol and drug abuse. That really did surprise me.
That surprised me as well. I mean, it seems if you're under financial pressure and you're going to go out and spend money on drugs and alcohol, then you're only going to increase the financial pressure. So that was a very interesting finding.
I thought so too. Look, do you think some of this comes, and you and I were talking a little bit about this off air, we don't get a lot of training in how to do basic financial management coming up in our youth, do we?
That's right. And I think that financial fitness is like physical fitness. It's something that you've got to take a small step, get involved, and you know, the time to start that is very early on in your investing life and saving life.
Yeah. So do you think sort of maybe we could be looking a bit more of an educational impact early on in people's lives?
Look, I think schools need to include it in their curriculum for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. It's quite terrifying. What else? I mean, what would you advise people who are having these financial pressures? What can they be doing? Who can they turn to when this is obviously having such a major impact?
Look, there are financial help providers out there, but really people have to take it on themselves. People have to start saving, whether it's small amounts, large amounts, but you know, or modifying their lifestyle to try and alleviate these financial pressures.
Well, that's a tricky one, isn't it? That modifying the lifestyle. I mean, when everything is falling down around you, obviously we're getting this kind of result that says that you tend to throw yourself into that fall down.
Yeah, I mean, it is a very, it's a serious social problem. The reason we took the research on in the first place was we'd read about people being under financial stress, but we wanted to see actually how that manifested itself. And as you say, the results are quite alarming.
Yeah, so when did you decide to do this research? It was an interesting one for Acorns to do, I thought.
Well, look, we're in the business of helping people save small amounts of money. And we'd read and we'd had feedback from our client base that, you know, there is a lot of financial stress out there, but we had no idea what that actually meant. And so we just wanted to find that out. And as you can see, the results are surprising.
They were very surprising to me. Were there any that was stand out to you?
Look, I think that 70% of people who were interviewed, 70% of the 1,000 people who were interviewed are under financial stress. That's a massive number.
For a country, I mean, if we can take that broader to the country, it's really quite indicative of some big problems socially, isn't it?
Absolutely. And you can see that the results of the anxiety, depression, these sort of things all have a social cost as well.
Mm.
And so it's something that needs to be addressed.
Yeah, look, well, hopefully people can get on top of it. I thought you were quite interesting when you said before, just saving small amounts of money. It sounds like you think that just tiny little bits of getting on top of it can be quite helpful.
As I said, it's like physical fitness. You're not going to go out and run a marathon day one. You're going to go to the gym and start to, or go for small jogs. But if you start investing small amounts regularly throughout your life, that'll make a difference.
Tony, some very interesting stuff, some very interesting research. Thanks for chatting to Breakfast this morning.
Pleasure, Nick. Thanks.
Tony Fay, Director of Acorns, talking about financial woes, health impacts, and how maybe just a little bit of a handle on it can be a great start.